The Or HaChaim continues in one of his 42 interpretations of B'chukosai Teilechu. We gave you a couple already. We're not going to give you two more here. We're going to give you two more with a W. The Or HaChaim explains when it says in B'chukosai Teilechu, if you're supposed to walk, what does it mean to walk with my chukos? So one of the interpretations is that it's actually literal. So the Gemara tells us, we have a Mishnah in Perkei Avos, and other Gemara's Gemara, the Mishnah in Perkei Avos tells us, I have a goal of the Makom Torah. A person should exile himself to a place of Torah. What does that mean? Should tzarach lekates ragla v'makom l'makom. You actually have to trudge from place to place in order to study Torah. You cannot assume that the Torah teachers are going to come to you and they're going to go teach you. V'tzei l'mat v'vrayim. The Gemara. You can learn this from the Gemara. And the Gemara in Ksubos and Babasra, they tell you that the Torah students would go ahead and they would exile themselves. How you go in l'mod. They would go far away in order to be able to study Torah. There was even one Gemara, if you might remember this one. One person would actually travel for 6 months to learn for a day and then go back and travel back home for 6 months. It's a lot of traveling for one day of learning Torah. The Gemara wants to tell you that this is the most important thing. And that's what it means in B'chukosai Teilechu. Over here is the Eisek HaTorah. If a person really wants to study Torah, wants to become part of Torah, he has to put himself in a place where he can do that. He's going to have to travel for that. That tzarech teilechu. In B'chukosai, if you want the Torah, teilechu. You're going to have to actually go from imakom achara gam kadesh to panuyim. And also, when you're there, when you go to other places to study, you won't be distracted because enachon l'loma hubabeis. So it's not proper. A person going to see, he's going to try to learn at home. For some of you, you think it works. It never works for me. What's going to happen is when you're at home, you're distracted with other things that you have in your house that you have to take care of. You can't actually focus on studying Torah. Therefore, a person needs to leave his main place in order to be able to go study Torah. That's in B'chukosai Teilechu. The Or HaChaim also gives another idea. And he says, "Ves mitzvosai tishmoru." What does it mean to guard my mitzvos? If you think that Torah study is just simply going to be something that you study and that's enough. Machrus Rabbi Yana had made an announcement. Chaval aman de lesle darta v'tar le darta avid. Woe unto the person who has no courtyard, he has no backyard, but he made a gate for the courtyard. What are you making a gate for? And that was a metaphor that he says, it's pitiful for a person who has no yiras shamayim, no fear of heaven, and yet he goes ahead and studies Torah. Because if a person just studies Torah, but is not trying to develop his fear of heaven, his yiras shamayim, then what's the point? There's nothing for him to actually protect over there. There's nothing, no gate that he needs to actually put up over there. That's why it says in B'chukosai, the Eisek of Torah, if you study Torah, it's a Tanayu Adavar, it's a Mesosat Tishmar Vasisim Asam. It's a condition that you're learning for the sake of, in order to be able to fulfill the Torah and the commandments itself. So it's not enough for a person to learn Torah for intellectual pursuits. They must certainly do it as well, because they want to develop a greater sense of Yiras Shamayim.